Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And tonight is Saturday night. And that's Saturday night live on the Lightship. We'll be doing Lightship healings probably within 5 minutes here. So to get prepared for that, we'll do an emotional clearing here for everybody. So here we go. Think of an issue that you dealt with that you want to have released. And we'll take it out of your emotional, energetic body. So here we go. Think of something right now. I'll count to five to release it. One, two, three, four, and five. It's gone. And let's do a feeling body for those who live in their feelings as opposed to living in their emotions. Same issue maybe or another one. Here we go. Just think of something. One, two, three, four, and five. And now we'll do a trauma body. And there are some people who definitely live in traumas. And traumas keep coming to them. So here we go. Trauma body release. One, two, three, four, and five. And for people who have had pain, maybe think of a pain that you've had. I'll go back to the age of 10. And so we'll see what that does for you. So here we go. Age of 10 for a pain release. One, two, three, four, and five. Oh, boy. Started that one over again. Pain release, age of 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. This is why it's so important to have your whole lifetime cleared. People don't realize that they're hanging on to energies from your whole lifetime. And that's what's manifested in this lifetime is what you're dealing with. What's under the iceberg is all of your ancestors' beliefs and thoughts. They haven't come up yet. But in this lifetime, this is what you want to get rid of is what's recycled. What came up from that under the water, we'll say iceberg, and these things come up, so you want to get rid of them. This is why we have such stuff here. So I'm going to go into, well, put more pain. One, two, three, four, five. Remember, this is still with you, whoever out there is had problems at the age of 10. One, two, three, four, five, and one, two, three, four, five. Okay, let's do a sensory body. This is how you actually view life on this planet, through your senses. And they can become overstimulated. And when that happens, then all of a sudden you may kind of go into depression. You may not wish to go anyplace because you're actually being inundated with energies. So here we go. Sensory body, and I'll do age of 15 for that for people, so you can kind of get a clue of what's happening. So here we go, sensory. Got it again. One, oh man, two, three, four, and five, and again, one, two, three, four, and five. So I always count when I do the clearings. In Jesus' lifetime, it was just like you're healed, and that was it. But I have to do clearing now by counting just so people kind of understand what's happening. Remember, the mind is very curious. You know, curiosity killed the cat, we'll say, and the mind needs to kind of understand something, even if it's not correct. So here we go. Let's do another clearing. Let's do your mental body. So we'll do mental body at the age of 5. Yawning again. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, let's do the mind to heart drop. So your spirit is going to connect to your awakening thoughts that you have recycling inside of your head, and that'll be dropped down to your heart center. We have this on the website. It's a free clearing, and what I do is count from 10 to 1 backwards. This is not hypnosis. I have to just command the energy. Somebody on the call yesterday, which we had after the BBS program on Friday, our Q&A call, says that I guess her maybe sister didn't like that because she thought we're being hypnotized, but, you know, she never went to her heart to find out what's really happening. But it does, you know, somebody could pick that up that way, unfortunately, because they don't understand what's happening. You have to command the energy to get it to work. And so I use the counting from 10 to 1 because it's very easy to relate to, especially if you live in a building or know about elevators. So we're dropping this awakening consciousness down to your heart center. I could count to 50, but that would take too long, so I just choose to go with 10. So here we go. Dropping down, so 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Oh, man. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, just kind of stay there. Think a thought. If your thought's still in your head, you haven't dropped down into your heart. And when you're in your heart, you cannot have a positive thought or a negative thought. Remember, those are duality. And the duality is in the darkness. Your heart is not in the darkness. Your spirit does not live in darkness. And so when you're in your heart center, you're able to be at peace. So I'll turn it over to Sylvia here. Are you out there, Sylvia, in cyberspace?
I'm here, and hello and welcome, everyone. And if you haven't done so already, it's great to bring up the light being that's on the Creation Lightship page up on your monitor screen. And you just click on the Creation Lightship page from any of the locations or the time slots that you find it on VBS, and you'll get to the page and just scroll down a bit, and you'll see a beautiful light being there from the Creation Lightship, and that'll actually be in front of you to have the divine energies come through that. So that's very nice to have up on your screen, and you can actually watch the picture change in front of your eyes. So that's great, and hello to everyone who's on the fast chat tonight. When you were doing that clearing, Ron, I guess it was probably the when you were doing the 10-year-old pain clearing, I think Stephanie says, might have been my broken arm. So maybe that was being cleared from back then, so that was great. Let's see. Heal says, thank you for 4th of July greeting to Everett. And we have Peter from Australia and Dulce and whole group on. So hi, everyone. And I guess we're going to be able to go to the Creation Lightship for a healing tonight. That's going to be wonderful. So if you'd like to have a physical healing on the Lightship, I guess, Ron, maybe you can talk about that and how that differs from other types of healing and what somebody should do to prepare themselves for that.
Okay, the astral preparation is not to use any earth-based modalities because you can't really help the healing. So when you go to the Lightship, you'll be there physically, just like you're dressed now. You'll be bilocated out of time. And what will happen is that you're going to be able to probably request maybe just one particular healing. Now, the healing will work according to your belief system. And the belief system is from all your ancestors. So did they believe in healings? If they didn't, you may have a hard time having a healing. Do they have judgment on a particular issue, which is what you're living through now, that hasn't been released out of your dense bodies, bringing you density? So if that's the case, it may be difficult to heal, too. So on the light shift, you are healed. They recreate your spirit in totality, so it would be you with your twin flame. And that energy goes right into your body on the light ship. And you're healed, and then you're being brought back here again. This is happening zillions of times a second. And not down here. Each time you come down, you have this density around you, which is the different bodies, like we just got through doing a sample clearing on, your emotional body, feeling body, trauma body, pain body, sensory body, mental body. So if any of those bodies happen to be contaminated, they can and will invalidate your healing. So this is why you want to keep asking. So you may only get maybe a 1% or 2% healing. Or maybe you worked on yourself, you had some lightship clearings, whole lifetime clearings, and you asked for healing, and all of a sudden it works wonderfully for you. So that's why the energies work the way they do. The light will never overheal you. This is why you must ask for a healing. Otherwise, they'd be using force of will on you. And some people like to suffer with some pain. you know, the I know the Buddhists like that because they want to experience and really get into their past life situations in this lifetime to figure out where they went wrong. So that's, to me, very, very sad of that belief system, because they really want to embrace that lifetime or embrace their stuff, and they're just torturing their body. But that's the teachings that they were taught, another mind program from the aliens. Unfortunately, that's that one stuck. It wasn't what Buddha taught, you know, before Jesus came 2,600 years ago. So here we go. We're going to go to the light ship. Now, this part of the program will not work on the archives, but you will feel the love energy. So let's bring in the energy through the light being here of wonderful peace energy. So I should use peace in place of love, because love is emotional, where peace is peace, and there's no judgments in peace. So here we go. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen about an inch or so down on your scroll bar. And if you're listening to the archive tonight, then you're going to feel this wonderful energy come to you. So here it comes. So we'll bring in the male energies tonight. Here they come. So count to 10 again to bring them in. I'll just use the word stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So let's go to the light ship. So if you have any animals or pets you want to bring with, just think of them now in your consciousness. I'll count to five to connect you to the light ship. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we're there now. And we'll go into our first healing room. And this healing room is where they have red energy. So just sit back and relax. And there's a red disc above you and below you. This is normally life force energy coming into you. And it may make your body get a little bit warm. So that's kind of up to you. If you want it to be cool or warm, you can ask to have it change if you get too hot. So here comes the red energy. I'll count to 10 to invoke it in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll go into a pain release room. And in this room, they use an energy which is black in color. Don't go by the colors as being good or bad. I know the I Am Church does not like certain colors. Why or how, I don't know. But I know they don't like brown, I'm told, and also red, and also black. But on the light ship, they have black, and you're getting some golden speckles here coming into you. So here comes this energy for pain relief. So think of where you have pain in your body. Some people like to just put their hand on it also, on that location. That's up to you. And here we go. So stronger, release pain from you. Stronger, 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 feeling good, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, if you have any pain now, request your healing. Let's go into the Rainbow Waterfall Room. So this call tonight that we're doing on BBS, is what we do normally on Mondays and Fridays, where we have a one-hour light shift healing. It's $20 if you're interested in having physical healing work done. So here we go. We're going to go into the Rainbow Waterfall Room. And last night we had a wonderful birthday party in the food court. That was good. So here we go. The waterfall room, which is the Rainbow Waterfall. So here it comes. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, request your healing now. Let's go into the Amethyst Crystal Geode Room. And if we have any requests, we'll go to a couple of rooms. Once you type it in on the fast chat, if you want to go to a different room, we'll have the people become interactive here on the fast chat. So let's go to the Amethyst Crystal Geode Room. Here comes this energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's go into another room. Let's go in where they can actually help our body, our muscles, and we're going to have the females come into us now. We're going into that room, and they're going to be releasing from us muscle tension. So kick off your shoes. Wiggle your toes. Here we go. So going into this room. So here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I want to go into the birdie room where the beautiful birds are. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And I want to see the golden whale, so we'll go into that room. Here we go, the golden whale energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So request your healing. And I'll just leave some silence here so you can actually feel how you're doing. And you might even want to get up and walk around again. So get up, maybe walk, do about 20 steps. Maybe bend over, stretch, twist, and just see how you're doing. And I'll just give you some silence here to enjoy this here. Okay. And we'll go to the food court now. And we got a detox room, so let's go to the detox. So let's go to that one first. We're going into this room. Kind of looks like a phone booth. And we also have another room, which is the hot tub room. We have two different rooms that do this here. So we'll go into the hot tub room first. We're in a golden gel. Here comes this energy. I'll count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Like I said, if you're a little bit cool tonight, you can ask to have your body temperature increased. Or if it's too hot for you, ask it to, go down a little bit. So either way. And let's go to the food court. And they're showing me some type of green drink. Remember, these are just small portions, about a half a teaspoon, so we're having that right now. It's in our hand, a little vial here, we'll call it, and it's going into our mouth underneath our tongue. And here we go. We're having that right now. So we'll go into a couple more rooms before we come back here. We're going to go into the room which has, let's go into the room where they have, looks like the energy of Jesus. So we'll bring in this energy here. So this is his energy of the body. And the body will just be peace energy. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels good to me. Okay, we'll go into one final room here. We'll go into the room where you were created on the light ship. And coming into this room, you're going to see a beautiful white light silhouette of yourself. This is in a completely different part of the light ship, as we're normally in the healing rooms. This is one of the manifestation rooms. So here we go. Opening the door, you're going to see the silhouette of yourself there, of your spirit. Very, very beautiful. And I'll count to five as it walks into you. This is what I call love comes walking in. That's part of the words in the Van Halen song, Love Walks In. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And just enjoy this energy here. And we'll go into one other room here also. We'll go into the room where they have roses. Beautiful large roses, all different colors. You might even actually smell them. So here comes this energy of roses. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we'll start to come back from the light ship now. Our animals and pets, flowers, plants, trees, garden is coming to us now as we're going down. We're thanking the light beings for the healings between you and the light being doctors. And we're coming back down. I'll count to five. You're going to feel the energy shift around your body. Right now, you're disconnected from everything around you. If you look around, nothing will be in the same energy as you. When you come back, you're going to feel this here. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you. Maybe we can get some callers tonight.
Yeah, that would be great. Let's see. Let me give the phone number for tonight. It is 888-815-9756. Once again, that's 888-815-9756. So, wow, that Rose's room, that was spectacular. Wow, that was wonderful. And, you know, something funny happened in my garden. Recently you had brought in Mother Mary, I don't know, it's a few times ago on the radio show, and I remember smelling the smell of roses really strongly that time. And I have a little rose bush in the yard, in the garden. Usually it's very small, and it usually only gets maybe a handful of roses on it, and this year there's about 40, so it was really a kind of miraculous little thing that happened. It was very nice, and some of you may notice things like that with your plants, and especially if you take the plants up with you when you come to the light ship, which is great to do for them. Some people take their yards and then have animals show up in their yards, like bunnies or deer, even though they don't normally come to their yard, and it's very, very wonderful. I see we have Heal commenting on the fast chat, saw green energies and light purple and white roses and pink and all the other colors too. And that was really great. I hear a beep, so I think we have a caller on.
Hi, Ron. It's Tina.
Hi, Tina.
And how you doing?
Good. Were you on the call last night, Tina?
Yes, I was. You know, I've been on as many calls as I can since I've been introduced to your creation light ship.
That's great.
It's
I'm going to be
wonderful.
Doing those probably if I can every Friday. And so I'm kind of looking at it. This is what I normally do like at Expo. So it'll kind of like be an Expo type of a conference call where you can ask questions. It'll be interactive like we normally do. And so it'll be a little more in-depth like we did last night, which is very nice. We had a lot of people on. So even though it's late, you know, for the people back east, we went on till, in the early morning. So anyway, I'll be doing that each time. So it's a way you people who would like to know what I do at the expos, this is kind of an extension of that. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Tina.
Yes, in joining, sometimes if I join the radio show late and you're already on the light ship, it seems that I'm there instantly, even though I wasn't there at the beginning for you to bring us all up. Is that right, or am I imagining that?
No, that is correct. That is correct. Some people get on late. They're taken up automatically. Remember, the light knows your intentions. So that happens, too. I get told that a lot from people. They'll say, you know, Ron, I wanted to be on your conference call. I just couldn't show up. I couldn't do it. And all of a sudden they go, wow, you know, I know I was on the light ship, you know. So that happens. So it's your, you know, what actually happens for a lot of people. They might be a little bit late even when I do the conference calls. And they're honored automatically once, you know, they choose to get on the call. So that's kind of how it works. So I do have people who maybe miss out like 15, 20 minutes on a conference call. And, you know, they want to come on, but they can't, but they feel the energy coming right to them without me even knowing that they're going to be coming on. But the light ship knows, and they probably know by, you know, the person paying for the you know, the session anyway, that they know that they're going to be going up. So it's wonderful.
That's great. Well, and also I was wondering, how can we get healings without the Internet?
Boy,
is there some way? I know it's. I'm in New York right now, and I don't have internet access. And you know, I really like to get some alien energy removal or something. There's something wrong with my son because he spent the day with my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, those clearings are so complex that without having a computer, it gets to be difficult. I don't know what to say on that one. I might be doing some maybe sample clearing possibly, you know, on like a DVD or something, or, you know, a CD, but those clearings are, you know, more interactive than just me clearing away something. So I don't know.
It's okay. Well, is there some insight that you can give me to why my son is quite hyperactive right now? He should be asleep, and he won't go to sleep. He won't calm down.
Okay, is that just tonight then, or yesterday, or is this like this unusual thing?
It's really today. He's been really out of sorts since I picked him up from a visit with my ex-boyfriend.
Okay. Anybody else have that same situation with themselves being a little maybe antsy? I'll open it up to other people, too, on the fast chat. So there's a lot going on with the light ship right now. So I'll just see if someone else comes in, then I'll talk about it. So we got a lot going on. So I'll cover that in a little bit, Tina. We'll just see if someone else comes on and mentions that they maybe felt the energy today being a little different than what it was yesterday or the day before. So out there, I'm waiting here. So back to you, Sylvia. We could probably talk about the 8-hour session here. So any other questions, Tina? You're still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm good. I guess I'm just looking forward to getting internet access. That way I could do some more healings.
Yeah, you can do a little memory, not a memory, but like a little memory stick type thing, you know? Verizon sells them and stuff. I don't know what they cost. I think they're probably $30 or something, and then it's like a plan for like maybe $2 a day, something like that. You can go on the internet anytime you wish.
Ron, could we bring in a little more peace energy or something that might help her son to relax for this evening?
Yeah, we could do that. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. How's that feeling, Tina? Can you see your son?
Yes,
Is he calming down? Maybe she left. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So back to you, Sylvia. We talk about our calls coming up here. The 17th is a four-hour, and then we have three back-to-back eight-hour calls on Sundays. Get rid of these alien critters out of us here. So that's kind of a must if you want to get well and have more wellness with your spirit. They go out and find your spirit. Remember, your spirit's being chopped and diced or something like that. So is your body. And they go out and find the parts of you that the dark side has stolen and taken. So this is what we do, and they get rid of the alien energetic parasites from you. So...
Well, we do have a comment, Ron. You asked people to type in if they had noticed any different feelings today. And we have Heal saying jittery and apprehensive. Linda said been crying most of this week, and it doesn't feel like it's all my stuff. And Victoria Ann says, yes, the light is battling the dark. I can feel it. So does that kind of make sense as to what you know of what's happening?
Yeah. 2 weeks ago, they took out one of the major religions here on the planet. I'll just kind of talk about that briefly here. I won't give the name of the religion, but they took it out. The battle took about 2 minutes. I'll just use the word spaceship that was out there was about a third the size of the planet, connected to all different types of alien races going through it, and also other ones being courted to this religion. Remember, when you pray outside of yourself, you're at prey, and this is the problem with this, with planet Earth, is that people are at prey by the aliens. They brought us religions here. So one major religion left here. Actually, the religion is still here. People can still go to their church or their mosque or their temple or whatever, but the energetic alien connection is no longer here for that. So what's happening right now is tomorrow is another one. So tomorrow will be a day when another major religion is being released from here. When it will be, I don't know. But I can tell you the one that was, not that it'll be the same time, okay? I don't want you to get stuck in time here, but the one that happened 2 weeks ago happened at just after midnight, which would be the 22nd. I'll start over again. No, the 21st, and it was on the 22nd, the day of the 22nd, about 11 minutes after the hour, just after midnight, so... That's when that one took place, and it was about a two-minute battle. There was no Galactic Federation energies there. You know, people think that they're going to come to save us, but they were not there. The lightship would not allow them to come in. They didn't want to have any casualties, and that's what happened. It was quite awesome. I was viewing it, also a part of it, but mainly I was in the viewing seat watching it. The lightship came around with its defense fleet around this large UFO and blasted it with light. And the light was so intense, if you could physically look at it, you'd be blinded. And after that, there was nothing there. And this will be going on again for this one particular religion tonight. And they'll be doing this probably more in sequence here. I like the song about Imagine by John Lennon, you know, imagine this place without religion, you know. And it'll still be here, but the energetic connection to the aliens will no longer be here in the churches. They're going to be taking out all of the churches here on this planet and all the ones that have been here on this planet. Anything that people pray to, they'll be eliminated within 2 weeks to probably 2 months. They don't give me an exact time frame, but a lot of times when I do get information like this, the information, they work quicker than that. So it could be less than that, but that's what I got told, okay? So if you felt a little strange, that's what it is. I was up almost all night last night working on this also. Very interesting. I won't go into what happened, but the main thing is when I see people here energetically, and I'll just give you this the way to look at this here. We've all had in our life, more than likely, we've had cotton candy, right? And so the cotton candy is wrapped around a stick or some type of maybe cardboard tube or something. So what I want you to do is visualize all this cotton candy like spider webs, and you are that stick. And that's only one alien race attaching to you, all these cordings and energetic stuff. Just think of a couple thousand of these energetic things being attached to you, like spider webs. This is how you look to the aliens as they try to suck energy out of you. This is how bad it is. And this is what they're taking out now is all the religions on the planet. And this also will go back in time to who knows when, anybody who did any type of worshiping of anything other than their own spirit, connecting to it, those energy pools, and the aliens attached to them, taking away your free will, free choice, will no longer be here. So the churches will still be here. People will go there and do their normal stuff, but the energy will no longer be here. There'll be no more God energy or whatever you want to call it on this planet that people can connect to from the aliens. And this will also help the Earth spirit to increase the energy of itself. Remember, it's basically was dying because of what people have done to religions here. So, any callers out there? And back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let me give the phone number again. It's 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. And let's see if we have any questions here. Peter from Australia is asking if this is every belief system across the world.
Yeah, it'd be any kind of religion that people worship, pray to, connect to. Remember, this is all mind control energies. And so these energies will no longer be on this planet. That's what the light ship is doing now. And so the last one I said took about 2 minutes to get rid of. And there were probably thousands, if not millions, of alien beings terminated instantly. So the way it works, the light ship gives them the chance to come into the light, number one. And they should not be here. And if they say no, then that's what happens. They're terminated instantly. And what's going on now is that this other major religion, and there's many of them here, but this is one of the major ones that everybody's heard about. I won't give the name of it, but it will no longer be here energetically for people to get their energy of their body corded and sucked out of by this particular religion, by the aliens who created that religion to bring it down here to disempower you. So I guess that's one way I could talk about that. That's why I'm always talking about the aliens and the God energy that they brought here to harm people. So, and yes, it will be everything. So a belief system, it depends what the belief system is. If it deals with an alien association of any type, I would imagine that'll be next. But normally it's religions. You know, you're looking at people who, you know, maybe worship maybe rocks or crystals, possibly, organized religions, which we have tons of them here, and anything like that, Wicca. Anything that deals with energies that people use to control other people. And they're normally attached to the aliens, so this is the way it works. So, back to you, Sylvia. So if you do feel a little strange, maybe the last day, that's because this was going on and you may have associations with this particular religion. More than likely you do, because all of your ancestors probably belong to any one of these religions. So this is number two, religion being released here. How soon the next one will be, number three, I don't know, but I was told tomorrow will be the day for that. So the aliens have the warning, and remember, you're being corded, connected to these alien energies, these alien ET beings, races, etc., and they're no longer going to be here. The churches will still exist, but there will be no connection to the aliens when you go into there. So back to you, Sylvia.
So you mentioned that, this could make people feel kind of off or different or strange because of the connections they may have had or recordings they may have been
just think of the cotton candy.
Okay. Yeah.
And you're in the middle there, and all these little fibers are connected to you, giving you mind control programs.
Yep. So then what would you recommend for people, any particular online clearings or anything that you would recommend for someone who's had a lot of kind of religious influence or anything like that?
Right now, just, probably nothing. To be honest, just know that one of them is going to be released out of here. And it depends how much alien energies are here connecting to everybody. Last time, people felt calmer. They felt more at peace. And you had actually like more airspace around you. So we'll see what happens after this one here gets released. So,
great. So we have a question on the fast chat. Will we have to have a clearing from these energies separately?
I don't know yet. Good question. I don't know.
All right. Well, I guess we'll ask if anybody else wants to call in tonight. We still have time for at least one caller, and the number is 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. So if you'd like to ask Ron a question or maybe ask for a sample clearing, you can call in. And let's see, I'm just looking on the fast chat if anybody else has a question here. Heal is saying it seems like there's been a sense of urgency lately. Do you feel that as well, Ron?
Yeah, it's probably the energies being released. They may have started a little bit ago. I'm sure they've been working on it ever since the last one got released 2 weeks ago. Last night it was very, very, very intense, okay? And today is, or tomorrow will be the day that it's, you know, gets terminated out of here. So maybe there's lots of aliens that connect to people. They don't really care what religion you go to, what church you go to. It's just your connection. You say so. They don't care if you're a Buddhist or a Christian or a Muslim or anything else or a Jehovah's Witness or Baptist. All they want is for you to pray. And when you pray and do whatever you do that you were taught, then you're in their mind control patterns and they connect to you and drain you of your life force. So that's basically it. And, you know, there's other things, too, out there. So, you know, if you do feel a little different right now or maybe different tomorrow, that's the reason, because they're being released out of here. So basically you're going to feel yourself have more freedom to express yourself and have more of your spirit being with you because you will be released from some of these mind control patterns. Remember, if you were, say, a Christian, we'll say, for, you know, in your genetics, you know, for, you know, thousands and thousands of years, you have a lot of cordings there. If you're Muslim, it's the same thing. If you were, you know, a Buddhist, it's the same thing. Remember, you have that ingrained in your body. And so this is probably why people are feeling a difference or maybe like Heal was saying, like an urgency. And the urgency is just that you might feel like anxiety, not knowing what it is. It's because these energetic cordings are being released from you. So it's freeing yourself up. Remember, the light only works in the now, and the light only allows free will, free choice. The darkness does not do either one of those. So this is it. This is part of the ascension process this time around. It did not happen when Jesus walked the earth 2,000 years ago. It is happening now. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, it seems like this will give people the opportunity to really get the message of going within and not connecting to sources outside of themselves for answers or for guidance and things like that.
Yep, that's correct. So, yeah, there's a question here from Linda. It says, what if you pray to Great Spirit? Well, that could be anything, okay, because anything will come to you. The light ship that created you does not need your input, your prayers, or anything else. You're sustaining, you know, self-sustaining by yourself. You have the spirit from there, and that's it. They don't need anything from you. They don't want you to beg the light ship for favors like religions do. There's no reason at all to pray to anything outside of yourself, whatever you call it. Some people call it the Great Central Sun, whatever. It's just more alien names that were brought down here to make it sound good. So, you know, anything that you connect to in a prayer is going to hook you up to the aliens. Doesn't matter how it sounds to you. It might sound very emotional, you know, as you do this, or, you know, in the past, but that's the whole bottom line, is that when you pray outside of yourself, you become prey and are prey to the energies that are there. The light ship does not need your prayers. Okay? That's it.
Seems pretty simple. So, Peter from Australia says, will we notice people getting more tolerant and calmer around us?
I would assume so. How do you people feel out there in the last 2 weeks? You know? Because one major religion got terminated here as far as the aliens controlling that religion. Remember, when you walk into a door of a church and there's a religion named to that, that's controlled by maybe millions of aliens, okay? Maybe millions of races, or maybe millions or millions of life forms out there that, you know, are sucking your energy. Just like I said, being tied up, you know, like, you know, the cotton candy, okay? So they want you to connect. And so once you get disconnected from that, then you feel more at peace. I think I've had a beat there. Anybody out there?
Yes, hi, Ron. I'm Larry from California.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. So, yes, Ron, I'd like to request a healing. I was attacked by an alien through a church goer today, and I'd like to get a clearing from that if I could. And I wanted to thank you for your comment, too, the other day. You said that sometimes people, the aliens and one another, don't like each other, so you have a split in the relationship. I really appreciated that compliment, that comment that you made. And could I get a clearing from this alien attack that I've had?
Yeah, so it happened just recently then, is that what you said?
Yes, just today, yes, a few hours ago.
Wow, okay, so let me just release the energy here.
Okay.
Okay, so anybody else has felt an alien next to them, or being with them, or, you know, an attack by one of them? You know, they come into our bodies, and this is how they work. So here we go, I'll count to 10. You release this energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. That should help you out, Larry.
Okay,
I would imagine, tomorrow might be a better day for you.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you.
It'll be an awakening day for the planet again here.
So well, it'd be nice when the aliens are cleared out of the religions and everything. That should be nice, and things are more peaceful.
Yep. And what will happen is the people that go to church don't know that they're being hooked up, connected to by the aliens. They just think that they're there to ask a favor of God, of some God, because they're doing their prayers, and then they pay money because they want that money to buy a favor, okay? That's basically what it is. And they're not told that they have a spirit inside of themselves, that you don't need to go outside of yourself to have these prayers done. So that's kind of the process. So you're going to feel the energies as they change. Another question here. We shouldn't pray to Jesus. No. No, no, no. Okay, I'll describe that in a very simple way. Okay? First of all, Jesus will not come to you unless you're in your heart center. So when you pray, are you in your heart, okay? The energy from Jesus is going to be the same thing as your spirit. It's not going to help you whatsoever. It's not going to do you a favor. You may have some guidance, but remember, the light does not judge. So what kind of guidance can they give you? You're looking typically for judgment. Should I go here or not go there? Should I do this? Should I do that? And the light does not judge, because you're here to create everything in the moment. And so all it can do is reinforce your spirit energy. And these energies only come into your heart center. So now I'll get back to the question again, saying it a different way. So would you connect to your neighbor and put energy cords to your neighbor? Do you think Jesus would want to have energetic cords put to him by everybody on this planet? Would you want to have that done to yourself? Would you want to pick up the illnesses and the traumas and everything else by energetic cording? So the answer to that is no. So you don't want to cord anything. You don't want to pray to anything. You don't want to do any psychic attacks to anything, because this is what you're doing when you cord people. You're giving them a psychic attack energy. So I hope that kind of helped you. So you don't want to pray to anything, because your spirit is there. Your spirit, the only difference between your physical body and the body of Jesus is that his body was stripped, basically deprogrammed, another way of saying it. Remember the word program? Okay, he was deprogrammed of his DNA so that the spirits that came into the body, the light beings, could do work here to help people. So the difference is that his body doesn't have gunk in it, or yours does. This is why we do light shift healings. So you want to get that gunk out of you. Your spirit is just as powerful as the spirit in Jesus, okay, or the spirits in Jesus. Just that it's a little more, it's not quite as powerful because of the forced reincarnations here, but overall, it would be the same thing on a different planet. So if you're on a different planet of light and you call Jesus to come to you, you would not even feel the difference between Jesus and you, because spirit is spirit. There's no higher self, there's no lower self, there's no anything else. It's just your spirit living in one lifetime now. So I hope I answered that question. And, you know, like I said, when you pray to Jesus, you're probably using your head. I'm not trying to pick on the person here who asked the question. But most people are in their head when they do their prayer. So what Jesus are you calling to? You're calling to the light of the darkness, Jesus. So that's the darkness, Jesus, that the church brought here, saying that he's here to heal your sins, and he's always here, and Jesus is living now. No. That energy left the planet when Jesus stopped walking the earth. And it came about here in 2005. But the churches don't want to tell you that. They want to keep you under their mind control, under their thumb, so you can give their donations to the church, and then you can ask a favor to the alien gods, and from there, you will get favors done. But you're stealing, your soul energy. They're taking it away from you, and you're being hooked up like the cotton candy. So, back to you, Sylvia.
We have a question on the fast jet from Victoria Ann, and the question is, does doing the darkness to light healing, can that help with these battles?
No. Right now it can't. It's already in full force, basically. So don't even get involved with it. Like I said, the light shift does not want anybody involved with these particular things. It's very powerful. It's not going to ask to have any of the, we'll just use the word, saying it loosely here, the Galactic Federation, the Galactic Federation of Light. None of those aliens are involved with this termination, because the aliens out there have different technologies. There's different races out there. Some are more advanced than others, and they don't want to have any casualties. The light will take care of itself, and it will terminate these aliens instantly. The light of the darkness clearing is designed for things inside of you to get released. But I would not recommend doing this here, because you don't want to get into the mix. Just know that it's happening. This is a heads up. And maybe when you wake up tomorrow morning, possibly, or by Monday, you will feel different. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. We have Marianne on the fast chat asking if there's anything you could help. Her boyfriend has a bleeding ulcer.
I would just say with that type of condition, I would say go on to the emergency healing. And that's what I would suggest doing for that.
Great. So on the website, the emergency healing section there?
Yeah, yeah. And also I'll probably get on the maybe the Monday conference call and put him on that so that that might help him. Remember, what he's dealing with, and this is true with everybody, the manifestation in his body that now is a bleeding ulcer was with him for his whole lifetime. And he's probably seen this throughout the past or known about it. Maybe he's seen people with ulcers. Maybe you've seen people, you know, at a young age having ulcers. And so what happens is as you get older, then all of a sudden what you have seen in the past, which is your body trying to tell you that to get a clue that there's a problem, if you don't listen to those clues, then it will manifest into a problem. So what happened was the invisible energy that was in the energetic bodies overspilled, and eventually him, and this is what happens to everybody, those energies all of a sudden become manifested into the physical body. So in a sense, it's, you know, one way to look at it is he should have been paying attention, you know, a long time ago when he saw people who had ulcers. I mean, he could say, oh, this person has an ulcer. My father had an ulcer. Well, that could be in my genetics possibly, so I better figure out what's going on, and I'm now going to release this energy out of my body. It's that simple. So this is why we have healings on the website to help you out with situations. So I don't know what would really be causing that in the body, but what I would suggest is see if his parents had ulcers, if his grandparents had ulcers. If they have, then you may want to go on to do a clearing. I don't have a clearing for ulcers, but you may want to go back and do some seven generational clearings to help clear it out of you. So this is kind of a good rule of thumb, because if you have something and your parents had it, then it's going further than you. You've got to get rid of the energy because it's going to haunt you.
Looks like our time is up, actually, Ron.
Yeah.
It looks like our time is up for tonight.
Okay. So I guess we'll be closing off here. So this is Ron Amatron, Creation Lightshift Healing. And we'll bring in some peace energy into the light being here. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings. Our next BBS program is on Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific. So see you later, everybody. Blessings.
Yeah, and anybody who's interested, it looks like Alexander posted a link for a video they found on YouTube that shows how, what, you know, about what Ron is saying about aliens taking life force energy. So you can click on that if you're interested in watching that. And anyway, other than that, good night, blessings, and see you Monday, and stay in your heart center. That's the best thing you can do at a time like this, and just, you know, realize that the divinity that you are looking for is within you, and so there is no need to search outside of yourself for your answers. So good night, and blessings, everyone.
Bye, and good night.